Hey, PG fans, it's John Bollinger. Thanks for checking out our podcast. Have you ever seen the cool PG t-shirts I wear on rig rundowns? Well, now you can snag your very own PG merch too. T-shirts, posters, keychains, and much more. Head to shop.premierguitar.com and check it out. Cool.
All right, John.
Hey, it's John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm with Biff Bumplum Gangens, who's been Robert Fripp's guitar tech since 2005, right?
That's right.
So I got to hand it to you. So you came in, you're in that standard tuning that Robert came up with, which, I mean, I would not...
Well, hold it, John. It's actually called the new standard.
The new
tuning.
Standard.
Yeah. NST.
And it's basically starts on C, runs fifth, but then there's a surprising G up top.
There is a surprise package icing G on top.
Yeah. So it's C, G, D, A, G, right?
Actually, no. I'll play it for you. It's C, G, D, A, E, and then the surprise G package on top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's where it gets you.
Yeah.
That had to be an adjustment. Let's just start right there. I mean, he's Robert's an amazing, innovative player. And I guess to me, it all kind of starts with that tuning.
Yeah.
I mean, he's contributed a lot, but that alone is such a crazy. Can you tell us a little bit about it, how you have to set up for it?
Sure. Well, he uses some pretty heavy gauges on the low stuff. It's a 54 on the bottom string.
That makes sense.
So that's the low C. And then the high G is a 9 or a 10, and we're using 9s right now.
Wow.
He had to kind of relearn everything because the original Crimson in 69, he was playing standard tune.
Right. On that Black Les Paul, right?
Yeah, the Black Les Paul.
The custom. Mm-hmm. With that one, he totally put in all these crazy bits, the third pickup and
yes,
et cetera,
that was the one he used on Heroes.
Yeah.
And Scary Monsters. So he had to relearn fingerings to play Schizoid Man on this new tuning. And one of the more interesting things about the tuning is that there's guitar circles all over the world that use this tuning and play, you know, concerts. They do Bach pieces and they go back and forth with the guitars and the notes and stuff, and it's pretty nutty.
I mean, I get it because there's that kind of, you know, violin, mandolin thing that makes sense. Except for that G up top. Other than that, I get all of it except for that.
Yeah.
So I got to hand it to you. Just playing that intro like that in that baffling tuning had to be.
Well, I was cheating and just using the sustaining hack and kind of riffing on the Moonchild lick a little bit.
Yeah, love it. Okay, so and what gauge do you, or I mean, what brand strings do you use?
Okay, we're using D'Addario's.
Okay, great.
And the guitars are made by Fernandez. They custom made him a bunch of Les Pauls. He's got a black one as well that he uses for his hotel guitar.
Sure.
But then the two gold tops are his main stage instruments.
Okay, so what all, this instrument has had some stuff.
Yeah, it's a pretty bizarre thing. It turns on and off with this little guy there.
Really, a kill switch.
Off and on. I mean, you get no notes out of it if it's down. It's going to go away in a second. Should go away. There it goes.
Yeah.
You can kind of hear the battery fade. And then we pull it on and it's on.
Okay.
And then we've got the sustainer.
Right. Which is, I think Fernandez actually, they were the first company to offer those as standard part of their package.
You are correct.
Package.
Yep. So it's got the Fernandez sustainer. We've got a Seymour Duncan in the bridge position. This is the thing that gives you synth and guitar or both. So I can play the fretless bass or solo violin. I can add another synth.
Oh yeah. Wow.
And play both of them together. Pretty weird.
Yeah. Yeah, so weird.
Right, so that's that, and then I can add guitar. Or just have guitar.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's got a bunch of synth. We're running the, basically the guitar, I can give you a quick rundown on the signal
chain
if you want.
Yeah, why don't we do this? They're so intertwined, that makes sense.
Right.
Let's go ahead and kind of run through it and we can talk more
sure.
about the goodies on the guitar.
Yeah. So the synth comes out of this 13-pin
okay.
cable here and goes into the GR1, basically.
Okay, the Roland GR1,
yep.
okay.
So then we get a quarter-inch guitar coming out of that, as okay. well as a left and a right synth. The quarter-inch guitar goes into the whammy pedal, and then up into the AXE-FX.
Okay.
So this is the main processor here.
And the second one is just a redundancy in case it goes down?
It is. It's totally a mirror that I can just take the cables and go like this.
Right.
If there was something wrong in the show or whatever.
Ever happened?
Nope.
All right. If you ever don't have the redundant app, it
yeah.
will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Robert's really good at using the AXE Edit software. He's programmed in all his sounds. He used to use a GP100. That was an old Roland preamp.
And back in the day, wasn't he using tape machines?
Well, that's correct. Yes. When yeah. you get to the Frippertronics stuff.
Yeah, the Frippertronics. I mean, it was almost like taking what Les Paul did to the next crazy
yeah.
level.
Yeah, that's really funny. But yeah, he kind of used the pulverizer idea.
Yeah.
And had made guitar loops with Revox tape machines.
God.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I can.
They're
heavy.
Yeah, talk about shit going wrong.
They're heavy.
Yeah.
So today he uses these Eventide 8000s as his looping machines.
Okay.
And basically we've got a kind of a front and a rear left and right pair that we're sending out to the audience here.
Okay.
And he's going to set up a soundscape for the show using the keyboard and a kind of a bell sound. And he'll do a separate loop that'll come out the fronts, and then a separate loop that'll come out the rears. And it's a quad system, and they kind of intertwine and interweave, and he's got them skewed, so they change over time, and it's pretty bizarre.
Man. God, yeah.
But, you know, these are a lot lighter and a lot cleaner than a tape machine.
So, yeah, so practical. And the reason we're wearing headphones right now is that it's a silent stage, but I've seen him monitoring himself through headphones forever, but it seems mm-hmm. like you also have some mains out front.
Yeah, we have these nice back-end speakers running through a QSC amp, and it just kind of gives him a little air on
yeah.
stage.
So he uses the phones and combined with those.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So
kind of
that's
feel it a bit
basically
more.
The simple guitar signal is that. It all runs through the 8000s. All runs through the 3500s. These are the last thing in the chain and kind of the fairy dusters.
Okay.
The Eclipse is a kind of an extra flavor that he can throw in. And we can also switch to the keyboard here. And this is basically the modern version of a Mellotron.
Right.
It's on an iPad.
Yeah.
Nice and light, no tape loops to go wrong.
Sure.
So he can Mellotron all day with that.
Right.
And he can also play the oboe.
Wow, wild.
It's a cool sound. And then, you know, these are just apps, right?
Yeah. Does he tweak the apps or are they pretty much
sure.
like they come?
No, they're all tweaked.
Yeah, I imagine.
But it's just funny that these guys, what are they called? I forgot the people who make this M3000 Mellotron thing. It's called M3000. They went through and they tape recorded the old Mellotrons and
yeah.
put them into the app. So it's...
Yeah, isn't it amazing, the whole modeling thing? It is just... God, it.
Yeah, it really is. And this thing will go... It'll do three sounds. It'll do flute, strings, and then horns. And that's
okay.
That's what he uses for this show.
Ready for a special offer on a print subscription to Premier Guitar? Visit shop.premierguitar.com now and use this coupon, PODCAST15, that's PODCAST15, to get 15% off a one-year subscription to our in-depth coverage of your favorite artists and the coolest new gear. Offer valid in U.S. only, no Wi-Fi required. Okay,
And this is running into the AXE-FX, into the actual aux inputs.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. So where are you? Are you pulling effects out of the AXE-FX as well?
Yes, the AXE-FX, these are just controllers for, you know, an A and B pedal.
Okay.
That can control whatever, delay, reverb, or a wah.
Yeah.
And then this is our main volume pedal here.
Okay.
Sometimes we have them separated if he wants to do a more of a soundscapey type show.
Sure.
For the rock shows, we just put it in one pedal.
Wow.
And then these are the final volume controls.
Okay.
The left and the right.
Now I see you moving two at one often. Is that what he does? Often does the big foot hitting two?
Yeah, because he'll set up the loop and then eventually he'll fade it.
Yeah.
And he'll fade it like this. Yeah.
Wild. Yeah, that's a lot going on. Okay, well, let's circle back to the guitar.
Sure.
So what all, tell me some of the other, the switches, the all that. I mean, I think
this is a special switch that most of the GR machines have, that you can hit it and get into a whole kind of bank of effects, fat switch, that kind of thing. Not used a whole lot.
Yeah.
And that's
basically
it. Is
this volume for
that? Yes, that is synth volume.
Okay.
Yep, you're right.
And then the Kaler, did that, that's a Kaler whammy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Did that come from Fernandez like that?
Or? I think so. I mean, we've had to do a little work on this particular whammy, but yeah, I think these guitars came with Kalers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
And then he's got a double locking.
Sure.
The locking spurzels and then the locking nut as well.
Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, belts and suspenders.
Yeah.
got them both.
You don't know how true that is.
Yeah. That's good. So is this a Les Paul scale, short scale?
It's a regular Les Paul scale.
You know, I would think with the, you know, bizarre tuning being down that low, that it seems like a longer scale would work better, but do you have any issues or intonation is...
Actually, these stay in tune really well.
Did you have to tweak it quite a bit on the initial setup?
No, they've been like this for a long time. I mean, one of the problems is he's a very exact picking kind of technique.
Yeah, he seems like a very exact guy.
He will. He's very exact, yes. Yeah. So he'll kind of break these over time just because his hand hits them.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. So we've had to kind of refurb these little guys.
Yeah.
He uses these special picks. I guess it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, yeah. What are these
picks? These are really rare, unfortunately. A guy in Japan made these for him.
really rare. But just one dude.
It's just crazy, really. They've made some synths of differing widths, but they're kind of a finite resource. You know,
yeah.
People are always like, Biff, can I have a pick? And I'm like, no, I'm so sorry. You can't. Because they're finite. You can't.
I've got 100 and they've got to last forever.
Yeah. And then he uses some of this Dr. Zog's sex wax in a little tattoo tin just for grip.
Really?
Gavin Harrison kind of gave him that idea because Gavin uses them on his drumsticks. And yeah, it's just basically a kind of a grippy thing that holds picks to your finger.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Stern uses a, like this wig glue for
wig
his.
Glue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had some health problems and he was losing his picks and he's just like totally straightening out. And he's killing it, man.
Wow.
Yeah. He plays as well as he ever had. Just amazing.
He was Miles Davis's guitar player, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a cool rig rundown if you guys want to nerd out on that one. After this.
Mike Stern.
Yeah, Mike Stern, yeah. Wow. Okay, well, I mean, it looks very intimidating, but once you kind of go through it,
yeah.
It's not quite as complex. Now, right over there, you've got a Digitech Whammy 2.
Yep.
And then the Roland...
US 20, which is basically just a 13-pin splitter.
Okay.
Oh. So I can run my guitar into there, and then it will feed that synth and this one at the same time.
Oh, okay. And the Whammy is just the Whammy.
The Whammy is just the Whammy 2 pedal. It's kind of the rare one that was made in Canada, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. 95 through 97 or something. And it's the one that he likes.
Yeah. Isn't that the way it works? Yeah. It's funny, though, because it looks, next to all this other stuff, it looks like a toy.
He's not always using it. A lot of times he uses the Octaver that's built into the Fractal.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So does he just kind of go with whatever where the muse takes him, or does he have specific things for every song? I mean, I imagine there's some things that are scripted, but it seems like there's a lot of room for just pure improv.
Yeah. There's a few spots for improv in the show, but he tends to use a couple sounds for those.
Yeah.
And a couple times he'll use the wah and a pitch shifter as well together.
Yeah.
It's really about the playing. I mean, he does have a lot of great distorted sounds, but he's got a great clean sound too.
Right.
Really ripping. And so for songs like Discipline and those kind of things with the diddle 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 diddle,
right,
that kind of
the
thing.
Math rock.
It's perfect for that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear all these crazy tones, and then he swings into a very straight ahead rock and roll guitar tone, and then to a kind of a clean, almost like Les Paulish type.
What's unbelievable is he's playing like Scotty Moore licks in the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you do that on this guitar, man? Are
you in that
doing
tootie?
It. Burn it. Yeah, it's totally
in that tootie, yeah.
And he really liked Scotty Moore. I mean, Elvis's guitar player was
what's not to like?
And here we are in the Ryman, you know.
Yeah.
Might as well mention it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's perfect, man. Well, I don't envy you keeping this baby running and dealing with that tuning.
To finish your question, though, I think that the effects he uses honors the music for sure.
Sure.
So
serves the song.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
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 He's serving the song.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, man, such a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah,
thanks
you too,
for taking us through it.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Till next time.